Where They Cannot Be Seen by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. I think that love is best left to the young, Donna said. I expect that one day it will be viewed by psychiatrists as a mental health problem, rather than anything wonderful or spiritual. It was a pronouncement that nobody felt able to reply to immediately, and abhorring silence, Donna continued. And as for sex, well, is it really necessary? I've always preferred a nice cup of tea myself. Donna found that she could not catch the eye of anyone else in the room. Her husband, Brendan, was staring at the crossword on his knee as though he had heard nothing. Terence, on the two-seater sofa by the door with his wife, Georgina, was revolving the wine in his glass thoughtfully, while she seemed to exchange a glance with Robert on the other sofa. Donna wasn't sure if Robert had actually returned Georgina's glance, for he was looking down at the magazine on his wife's lap, which she, Wendy, was idly flicking through. So, said Brendan, slowly, not looking up from his crossword, do you not feel love for me any more? Of course I do, silly, she replied. But practically it's really just another word for comfort or companionship. So I'm no different from some old well-worn cardigan, he asked, although without appearing to be hurt. He had long ago become resigned to his wife's lack of interest in sex.